This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria Lerma. Date of birth, October 19th, 1957. Claim case ID number 2040207. Date of exam 4/7/2022. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 11/27/21. COVID-19 status. The claimant states that she did have COVID-19 in November of 2021. She states that she had fever, coughing, shortness of breath, aches and pains, and diarrhea. She has tested positive for COVID-19 and states that she has not been around other family members who have had COVID-19. She has had two vaccines for COVID-19 in 2021. Precautions were taken during this examination to protect both parties involved. Identifying information. This is a 64-year-old female who has been married 3 times and divorced 2 times and is presently separated from her present husband with 9 children. She is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she worked at cleaning hotels for 1 year. She also sold at the flea market to support herself. She states that she would work only part-time when she had work available. At the present time, her husband lives in Mexico, and she lives with some family members, and she is presently not on disability or receiving disability benefits. Allegation number 1, heart issues. Number 2, back pain. Number 3, headaches. History of allegations. Number 1, heart issues. The claimant states that in 2019, she was having prickly pains on the left side of her chest, which did not radiate up to her neck or to her arm area. She states the duration of the pain was 1 minute, and she would get it once a month. She was told by her physician that she probably had some early coronary artery disease. She states that the pain was not precipitated by exertion, rest, or food. She states the pain is relieved by resting. Other symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, but she denies any diaphoresis, nausea, vomiting, or dizziness. Her risk factors include hypertension, positive family history of heart disease, smoking, menopause, and high cholesterol. She denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. She does have occasional shortness of breath, but no pedal edema, and she sleeps with 1 pillow at night. She was diagnosed with mild angina pectoris, unquestionable coronary artery disease. Her condition at this time is very stable. Allegation number 2, back pain. The claimant states that in February 2022, she started to feel a tired, dull pain in her upper thoracic area. She denies any injuries, and she denies any radiation to any other part of her body. No surgeries have been performed, and no injections have been given. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 30 minutes, sit for 4 hours, lift approximately 2 pounds above her head, and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking in the park. She has no physician at this time. She denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. The claimant is taking Tylenol 650 milligrams QD and Motrin 200 milligrams QD. PRN is needed for pain. She was diagnosed with a thoracic back syndrome. Allegation number 3, headaches. The claimant states that in 2021 she was having tension headaches because she was worried about her children that were living out of town. She states the character of the pain is a pulsating, dull pain located in the frontal area of her head. She states that sometimes it'll last for 10 minutes and it's about once a month. She denies any symptoms of nausea, vomiting, photophobia, paresthesias, scalp tenderness, vertigo, or poor vision. She was diagnosed with tension headaches, and she takes Tylenol and Motrin, which she states relieves the pain within 15 minutes. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 30 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 3 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. Her medications include Tylenol and Motrin. PRN is needed for pain, which does give her relief. She states the only other physical activity she does is walking in the park. Family history. Her father died at the age of 99 from a myocardial infarction and hypertension. Her mother died at the age of 84 from complications of diabetes. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD, and Tylenol, 650 milligrams QD, and Motrin, 200 milligrams QD. PRN is needed for pain. Medical problems, hypertension, headaches, tension, hypercholesterolemia, back pain, and heart issues. Social history, the claimant has a history of smoking for three years, 1 to 2 cigarettes per day. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of smoking. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 140 pounds, height 4 feet, 8.5 inches, BP 149 over 89 mmHg, heart rate 72 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 29.5. General. This is a 64-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No sclerectoris was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal with mild cataract formation in both eyes noted. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant did have very poor dentition and has lost most of her teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to a muscular skeletal? The last paragraph, the claimant is unable to squat and get up on her own. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam, chest x-ray, no acute findings, thoracic x-ray, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in her workplace environment at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, heart issues - normal physical exam. No confirmed medical records were available. Number two, back pain - a mild thoracic strain. Normal physical exam at this time. Number three, headaches - being treated at this time, appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Maria Lerma.